Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get straight to the campaign trail. Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus is reportedly furious that Donald Trump will not endorse two party leaders who are facing primary challenges this month, House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator John McCain. Also, Tea Party Congressman Tim Huell's camp lost his primary in Kansas yesterday. And a prominent Silicon Valley Republican says she's with Hillary Clinton. Joining us now is Here and Now political analyst Paris Denard, a Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I want to start at the House level here. How big of a deal is this Huell's camp loss to Roger Marshall in Kansas for the conservative, the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party?
Well, I think we've seen a transition, and I think that the Tea Party side of the party has been going through some changes, and they have to find themselves to be relevant in this new election cycle. The one thing that is in common with Mr. Trump and with Dr. Marshall is that they're both outsiders, and I think that people are rejecting establishment types, rejecting people who don't want to get things done, and they want to be with candidates and people who are about cutting deals and bringing an outside perspective to Washington, D.C.
So you see Marshall as an outsider, even though many people have described him as the more kind of mainstream GOP figure.
He comes from the private sector. He's a doctor. He's an outsider. And I think that he brings that perspective. And he was very well respected with his constituency groups and who endorsed him and the people who are backing him there in the state. And he brings a level of expertise as it relates to healthcare. And so I think, yeah, he is an outsider like Mr. Trump, bringing a business perspective to Washington, D.C.
What do you think of what's happening in the Trump campaign? There are reports of unhappy staff members, reports of people mailing it in. Trump won't back down in this fight with the Kahn family. He's now said he's not going to endorse Paul Ryan or John McCain. I mean, what do you make of this, Paris, for the Republican Party?
Look, Mr. Trump is running an unconventional campaign, and he's not a traditional political candidate. So things are going to be run differently. If you want to work on the campaign, you want to work on the team, you have to fall in line and do what the candidate wants. That's how all elections are. With this, I found it particularly interesting that Chairman Priebus is up or allegedly furious that he won't, that Mr. Trump won't support or endorse Speaker Ryan or some other people. I want him to be just as furious at the nominees who signed a pledge and said they would support Mr. Trump if he became the nominee. And they have not done that.
But shouldn't the example come from Trump, who wants everybody who signed that pledge to support him, and now he's saying he's not going to support Ryan or McCain, who both have said they support him?
If you think Senator McCain is going on the campaign trail for Donald Trump, we have another conversation to have. That's not the case. There's no love lost between the two. And I think that Speaker Ryan played around with whether or not he was going to support Mr. Trump. And so Mr. Trump is probably playing politics just the way he did as well. But yes, the leadership has to come from Mr. Trump, but also has to come from Chairman Priebus. He needs to call for more party unity and call for people to get in line and get behind Mr. Trump and lead, be the conductor for this Trump chain. Because if we don't, we will lose to Hillary Clinton. We have to have unity. But I will say this, in all honesty and fairness, Mr. Trump and the campaign has to be more disciplined and has to stay on message. This is a lot going on the Democrat side with mass exits at the DNC, the emails and the Bernie or bust blow up at the convention. There's a lot to talk about the Democrat side, and we're being distracted by some of the things that Mr. Trump focuses on, unfortunately.
That's Here Now political analyst Paris Denard, who is a Republican strategist. Paris, thanks as always.
My pleasure, my friend.